Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Midsters Podcast, your podcast for inspiration on being bold and saying yes to making the most of your midlife. So, Marianne, you look beautiful today.
Thank you. So do you.
Apropos of our topic.
Which is a fun one.
Can I start with a story?
Yes.
So when I graduated from law school, I took a job working for a judge for a year. And, you know, judicial clerks are clerkships are great, but they don't pay very well. And I had no money when I graduated from law school. So for that first year of work, I had 5 work suitable outfits. So I wore the same thing every Monday, the same thing every Tuesday, the same thing every Wednesday. And by the end of the year, I was so tired of those clothes. And when I then went to work for a firm, on my first day, I found out that because I had had a judicial clerkship, I was entitled to a signing bonus.
Ah.
So they handed me a check for $10,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
A lot of money, especially then. So I took half of it, put it on my student loans. And I took the other half and I went to a clothing store. It used to exist in D.C. It's not there anymore. But it was like a professional women's clothing store called All Cotton Andrews. And I walked in and I went up to the sales clerk and I said, I need a wardrobe and I have $5,000. And the sales clerk said, yay, and clapped her hands. And I had so much fun because it was the first time in my life. And of course, I was relatively young, so there hadn't been many opportunities before that to worry about this. But it was a time when I could totally focus on fashion.
Right.
You know, and she was like, this is the latest in this, and this is a perfect color for your palette, and so on and so forth. And it was a blast.
How fun.
I've never been able to do that since. But I learned something there about the power of clothing to make you feel powerful.
Yes. That's interesting because that's not me. We had different, very different beginnings of career. So for me, after graduating from nursing school and going into open heart and transplant surgery, my power clothing was a scrub or scrubs. But I never really thought about it because my style was outside my career, always has been. And I'm glad it was that, but I still had some envy looking at my sisters or friends that wore these incredible clothes to work every day. But then when I would hear about them trying to figure out what they want or they need something else or they have a new meeting, it was very liberating not to even have to ever worry about that. I didn't have to think about that. I put on my scrubs and all my energy went to working that day and not thinking about what I look like. So that's interesting because I wore, you know, a hairnet and a mask. My confidence with clothing now, if there is a confidence, is more now in midlife because I dress for myself and for what I want to do and nobody else. Not that I ever dressed for anybody else. I mean, obviously in my career I did because I wore scrubs. Part of my career, I was in like a TB clinic, immunization clinic in the schools, and it was a casual dress. But I've always liked clothing. Is it an identity piece of mine? I don't think I find identity in it, but just the girly part of me loves clothes.
You know, it's funny. I did find and still do find identity in clothing. And in earlier stages of my life and earlier midlife, you know, when raising kids, it was actually a challenge because I had my professional wardrobe, and that was a certain kind of wardrobe. Being a lawyer, a prosecutor in Washington, D.C., which surprisingly politically is liberal, but in terms of its professional world is actually quite conservative. So
right.
I wore suits and plain blouses and, you know, low pumps kind of thing. Not like New York, a little more everything goes. It was a more fashionable city than D.C., so like there was that whole element of dressing for work. And then there was the, when I'm at home with my kids, my sort of mom wardrobe, mm-hmm. which, you know, casual, but a little upscale because Arlington is kind of a little bit of an upscale
community. It is.
And you want to sort of look, I feel I'm not comfortable if I look too out of the norm, right? And then, you know, and then there's even further sort of the clothes that I might wear on vacation. So I would want certain outfits that would sort of fit the place we were going. So I've always found comfort and confidence in a particular environment from what I'm wearing.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess I'm a little bit like that. I don't find identity in clothes, that's for sure. But like I'm a boater, and so it leans itself to the white jeans or the navy shorts and a certain top, you know, that kind of thing.
So you wouldn't wear this beautiful dress to go boating.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. But for me, if something lights me up, that's the only standard style I need. So when I look at something in general, but yeah, I dress for comfort. And if I'm hiking, I wear a certain thing as well. But I think clothing more than anything is just fun to me. And I notice it on other people. It's at our age, too, we find that we compliment each other mm-hmm. and other women on their clothing. I've always wondered why, more now than when we were younger. I think it was more of a competitive, we're more in a more competitive spirit, right? When you're young, I think in some ways, but not now. It's like we want to see the beauty in somebody else and let them know that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's also kind of fun to dress up a little bit out of the norm. Mm-hmm. And I think there's more freedom in this age of life to kind of break out of, you're supposed to wear this for this event. Or,
right.
You know, you can be a little more fluid wearing things that you like. I've kind of leaned a little into boho, which this dress is a little boho.
It is. Well, it reflects you too.
It does.
I mean, and your style. And I think that's kind of fun about clothing as well. When you're young, and I was thinking about this, actually talking to Elizabeth about it earlier, how the style or the things that I choose to wear are so different from my 20s to now. I mean, I remember wearing Daisy Dukes. I mean, I was in Texas, right? Daisy Dukes and crop tops or t-shirts. I would never wear that today. Unless I was trying to scatter a crowd, you're not going to see me in that. But I embraced it back then. I loved it.
Well, that's one of the challenges in midlife, right? Because like some of the fashion that you may have glommed onto when you were younger that would have looked fine. Mm-hmm. A, may not look fine on a mature body that's had children.
Right.
I mean, it just childbearing changes the way your body sits.
True.
So you do have to kind of think about that. And you do see people that try to cling to the style of an earlier era in their life. And it just, I get it. It's comfortable, but it doesn't read the same. And I often wonder, like, do they feel uncomfortable? I mean, if you feel comfortable in what you're wearing, I've always said that's 90% of it. Mm-hmm. If you feel confident, if what you're wearing makes you feel confident, you're going to project confidence. But sometimes you see people that, I'm not sure they are projecting confidence. They're projecting a sense of like stasis. Like, this is what I have to wear because it's what I've always worn.
Their clothing hasn't evolved with them.
Exactly.
Right.
And I think your style has to evolve as you age.
I think it does, too. And there may be times in your life. I remember with my first pregnancy, I gained like 40 pounds, a little over 40 pounds. And the few months after that, I dressed to camouflage. So there's, you know, I think of dressing for confidence, dressing for expression, dressing for function, which is mainly what I do. And dressing for camouflage. There are periods of time in our life that we may dress to camouflage. I'm not ashamed of that. It's what I needed at the time until I got to the place where I could fit into other clothes and feel good about wearing them. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. One thing I notice in the younger generation, I'm going to talk about your daughter for just a second here. And as you know, I have second cousins and nieces all in the same age group. When I was their age, I believe I tried to conform and stay within a certain style and whatever was of present day. I see more individuals in their 20s and early 30s today choosing what fits them. So it's not about the fitting in as much, like from my age group, it's what fits them.
I agree. I wonder if a little bit of that is women have moved away from dressing for the male gaze.
Mm.
And I think they now dress more for themselves. That's part of the whole evolution of what I think womanhood has been and become. Because I know, you know, talking about my daughter, I don't think she really cares what anyone thinks about her, and particularly whether a man thinks what she's wearing is attractive or not. In earlier ages, if you were dressing and you were trying to attract male attention, it would be tighter and shorter. And
the Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, the Daisy Dukes and the crop tops and the low-cut bosom. And, you know, but I don't think women today care about that as much anymore because they're not dressing for that.
Right. No, they dress for what fits them.
Right.
Which I love that piece. And I will go into events or places where there's a lot of people, different age group, but looking at their age group, trying to figure out what the style is, I can't figure out what the style is because there's such a variety.
Right.
There's from the preppy to the Northeast nautical to the bohemian to the throwback retro. There's so much going on. I actually like that because I think you could find a spot where you feel exudes you, you know, like right. It reflects who you are.
And you're more free to be able to wear something that is you
right.
as opposed to feeling like, oh, my God, I'm going to stand out like a sore thumb.
How does it feel to not have to dress for work? You're recently retired.
You know, it's actually great. I went through my entire closet and got rid of all my suits and all my work dresses because I don't need them anymore. And I never want to wear them again and bought things that I think more reflect me. And I think that's kind of a parallel between what you're seeing in the younger generation
yeah.
and what happens definitely later in midlife, right? Where, like, I'm going to wear what I want to wear now.
Right.
I'm going to be who I want to be. I no longer have to have a uniform that speaks of my profession. And that is truly liberating.
Yeah. Do you have a style icon today?
No, not really.
Okay.
I don't look to, and that's actually part of the whole freedom thing, right? I don't really look to other people to see who I want to be like. I want to be what I...
Or not necessarily to be like, but somebody's style that you like to watch. Like I loved over the years watching Sarah Jessica Parker, the whimsy piece of it. Now, it's not what I would wear, but I love like the adventurism in fashion that she went. I also love looking at Andie MacDowell and what she chooses because it's so feminine, it's so soft. And probably the polar opposite of that is Diane Keaton, which an androgynous type look, you know,
right?
And a very classic way she wears it. So I'm always interested in looking that. Now, somebody that I know that I love to, like, when I know I'm going to see them, I'm thinking, okay, how are they going to show up, is our mutual friend, Sean Taylor.
Oh, my God. She always looks amazing.
This woman, well, she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's so fashion.
And it's so effortless.
Yeah.
Like, she can put on a t-shirt and jeans, but it's that t-shirt. It's those jeans and it's all the accessories. And I love that about her because she's so confident. And I don't know that she even puts a lot of time and thought. She dresses for herself. Well, she must put some thought in it. And she enjoys shopping. I don't like shopping. Like if you were like, Marianne, let's go to the mall for the afternoon, I'd probably be out. Like it'd be no. But there are boutiques. I love going into a boutique. And I like J. Crew and some of those as well, but I like Monkeys of Fairfax, and you know that store as well, where there are many brands, and it's a lot of personal service. So I can get in there and walk away with a few things to add to my season, whether it's fall or winter, that complements some of the things I already have in my closet. So I like that type of shopping, but like Sean likes to shop, and she knows what she's looking for.
See, the challenge for me with shopping and... You know, we've talked about this because I know you love Monkeys and you get great things from there. But I'm petite.
Yeah.
And I cannot shop in boutiques because generally speaking, most boutiques do not carry petite size clothing. And I cannot wear regular size clothing off the rack. It just doesn't work for me. Now, if I wanted to spend a tremendous amount of money to have all my clothes all tucked in terms of sleeve length and
torso
length and in overall length, sure. But who wants to spend all that money to change something that isn't meant for a body like mine, to fit a body like mine. So I'm actually a lot more limited in where I can shop. And that actually has affected my style. And it may be why I don't actually have style icons, because unless you can point out to me another 5'1" woman, you know, the clothing that I see, I know is not going to translate to my body.
Right.
So I have to be a lot more selective. So I don't like shopping because of that, because it's mm-hmm. such a challenge. On the other hand, when I find something that I like, I'm all in. Like, in every color.
Where do you find petite clothing?
Well, like this dress that mm-hmm. I'm wearing, which I love, is from Boden.
Oh, I love Boden.
Yeah.
I like their novelty sweaters.
They have cute stuff, and they have dresses that fit me really well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They carry petite sizes. In my professional life, for years and years and years, I bought, I would say, 80% of my clothing from Ann Taylor because they had a petite line.
They do.
But, you know, you get bored buying everything from the same store.
Yeah.
So you'd always, I'd always have to really hunt, and I mean hunt, for those few pieces that would spice it up mm-hmm. and take it out of, like, okay, that's the Ann Taylor catalog, and make it look a little bit different.
Let me ask you this. My husband always, I mean, very complimentary. You know him. Do you dress for your, do you choose clothing or dress in things that your husband might enjoy or like, or just curious? Or is it always for yourself?
It's pretty much always for myself. Yeah. And part of that is my husband's attitude towards my clothing is kind of the same as his attitudes towards my cooking. It's all a phenomenal in his view. No matter what I'm wearing, he's like, you look great today.
That's so wonderful.
No matter what I cook, this is delicious.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a given that he's going to be happy. Mm-hmm. It is kind of funny, though, because, and if he's listening, sorry, Dave. The truth is, for many, many years, I've gone shopping and bought clothes and put them in the back of the closet and don't wear them for a little while, so that when I do pull them out and put them on,
yeah.
and my husband says, did you buy something new? I can legitimately say this. No, I've had it for a while. So he can't really keep track of what I'm buying. And my daughter, bless her heart, plays into it. She's like, oh, Dad, Mom and I bought that ages ago. So he's not aware of actually how much I shop. And again, it's not like I shop a lot. I don't.
Right.
But, you know, he's certainly not able to keep track of what's new or not new. And I think sometimes he's a little befuddled because he's absolutely sure he's never seen that before. But I'm telling him I've had it for a while. And both things are true.
Yeah.
So how about you? How does Robert react to your clothing?
You know, Robert likes seeing my style in general. And he likes me to wear things that he wouldn't expect. And so when I am out shopping, I do, you know, buy for myself. But I am cognizant of the fact, like, he likes seeing me in dresses. And I like dresses anyway. He likes bold colors. So I look at that as well sometimes. But I really dress for myself. But yes, I mean, I don't want to wear something that the people around me would not like. And the same thing, like, with my children. Like, there are some things that when I look for more. And we're in Northern Virginia and D.C., so it's kind of a conservatively dressed place anyway. So I do think about that as well, and having some conservative limits on what I would wear. Like, I don't show a lot of cleavage or do anything like that. So there's a little bit of influence, I guess you would say. But overall, I dress for myself.
Do you think of these three things, which mm-hmm. would you say most influences your day-to-day fashion choices? Your husband, your friends, yourself?
Myself, because I dress for function. Mm. So if I'm out running, I'm wearing running. If I'm out hiking, I'm hiking. If I'm boating, I'm boat. You know, if I'm running errands, then I'm in jeans and a t-shirt. Or if I'm having lunch with somebody, then I'll throw a dress or something. So I dress for function. Function of myself, mostly.
I would say I dress for function most of the time. But when the function is a social function, I'm more likely to choose something that I think my friends would like than I would choose something that I think a man, my husband, you know, would like. I'm more interested
in interesting.
what my fellow females think of my clothing choices, because that's, I think maybe that's still a little bit of that competitive piece.
Maybe.
But women, I think, understand fashion choices mm-hmm. in a way men don't. And it may be because, as I just said, my husband's going to approve of anything. So if I want my outfit to, like, be accepted or stand out or get compliments, I'm expecting that more from my female friends. It has a little more value.
Right.
Does that make sense?
No, I think that's nice. And that's thoughtful. I'm not so thoughtful. I dress for myself. That makes me feel good, and that I feel that reflects my style. So I don't really think about dressing for my friends anyway.
You said something about wearing things that are tight and low cut. I'm curious what you think about this. I've always wondered, like, there's this whole thing about feminine power mm-hmm. expressed through clothing. And listeners, we're going to have a whole other episode on feminine power. So this is just a narrow slice of it, which is how you dress and whether or not it makes you powerful. And I know there are a lot of women, particularly younger women, maybe a decade or so ago. I'm not so sure this is true now. We just talked about sort of fashion choices among the young today. But the thought that, like, the more you showed, it was sort of, I'm reclaiming my feminine power by putting it all out there. And you can't comment on that or respond to it in a sexual way.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Well, I talked about Daisy Dukes, though I didn't wear them for men or other people. I mean, it was a trend, and it was that conformative kind of period of time. I don't think about dressing like that. I don't know that I ever did I never dressed for power. Like, that is just not non-existent for me. And I think it's because we had different careers and different lives. Like, you were a lawyer in a man's world for the most part.
But I would never have dressed that way, being a lawyer in a man's world, because...
No, not that way. I mean, in general, dressing like in a power suit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that is important in certain sectors of careers. It was never mine. And on dressing in a sexual or provocative way, it never really... I'm a kind of a conservative person, so it's not something that I would have ever felt comfortable dressing like for myself or for others.
Yeah, I think because I fought so hard to be taken seriously as a woman in a not so much a man's field anymore, right?
Right.
40
right.
years ago when I started my career, it sure was. Yeah. I was very conscious of, I have to downplay that because I don't want men looking at me that way. I want them to be looking at me a different way. Mm-hmm. And it was already a struggle being a very petite woman in court, you know. I mean, standing up at the bench, everybody's talking to the judge and I'm on my tiptoes trying to reach the microphone. Like, you can't add to that by wearing low cut cleavage so that that's all anybody's looking at.
Yeah. You know, I like dressing in a feminine manner because that's just me. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a feminine person in general. And so, you know, pink's my favorite color. I mean, mainly because of the joy. But also the femininity, like my favorite flowers are pink. I mean, I can go on and on.
Have you ever had an experience where you dressed for something, for an event or an activity, and felt when you got there that you were dressed wrong and it made you feel uncomfortable?
No. Maybe it's because I don't care what other people really think. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that one.
I think definitely when I was younger, that has happened. As I get older, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And precisely is what we're saying. I think as you get older, you just get more comfortable with your own fashion and your own choices. And I don't care really what anybody thinks about that.
Right. Now, there's times that I've shown up at a place and not had the right clothing. I think about in Maine on the boat, I didn't have a bathing suit and everybody was jumping in. And I felt like a fish out of water wearing my leggings and a tank top. So there's that for sure. But I'm sure there are occasions. Now, there are times where I have felt like somebody, like weddings and so forth, where they were like way over the top. Even black tie and mine was a little more conservative or casual. And as you know, I love wearing a lot of bright colors. And I found myself in environments where, especially moving to D.C., where it's more conservative. I mean, there is that preppy Lily Pulitzer, but there's also that DC where it's black and it's navy and it's gray. I have found myself at events in something bright and everybody was in more conservative clothing. So yes, I guess I have, but it's more like that. Like, it's not that I underdressed, but maybe I dressed a little too bold for the occasion.
It's interesting. It's actually, I'm just thinking about this as we're talking about this, but you know, my husband and I just got back from an Alaska cruise.
Right.
And in the notes from the cruise line about the cruise, it said dinners are generally black tie. So he packed a nice suit, not a tuxedo, but a suit. And I packed several very nice dresses to wear to dinner. Well, we got there and it turns out that instructive is actually for other cruises that they run. But the Alaska cruise, because it's cold and, you know, it's actually generally kind of rainy up there, it was a casual dining atmosphere.
Right.
So I had bought three really beautiful dresses to wear to dinner, and they were not needed. But I wasn't going to go in my, you know, pull on, you know, cargo pants. So I was like, the hell with it. I'm going to wear my dresses. And the very first night I went in, and I actually had a dress that was long and really nice jewelry, high heels. And I come in the dining room and everybody's like definitely a step below that. But the maitre d', I think he was so taken. He was like, can I escort madame to the table? And my husband's like, thanks for wearing that dress. We're getting a window seat and like all by ourselves. I mean, it was just like the reaction was really noticeable.
That is so cute.
So I was actually dressed inappropriately, as it turned out, but in a good way.
Oh, no, it helped. One of my favorite, well, it's a new favorite kind of style, I guess you would say. And hopefully there'll be more events like this. And if I don't get invited to any, so if y'all don't invite me to something like this, I'm going to create my own, is garden formals. I had the opportunity to go to my cousin's wedding, and it was in Suwanee, Tennessee. Beautiful couple, Mason and Grace, and the dress was garden formal. And the whole weekend was kind of a garden theme. It had a pig roast out in the garden, and then the wedding itself. What I thought was fun about that is looking that up on Pinterest, asking a lot of my friends what a garden formal looked like. I think it was much easier for the women because we could wear like the maxi dresses, the midi dresses that are floral or flower colors and garden. And it was absolutely beautiful. A challenge for the men.
Yeah.
So I'm the only female in my house. So my husband and my two boys are all like, what the hell? Like, what is a garden formal for a male? And so I started researching, looking, not just on Pinterest, but other like Instagram sites, just putting in the hashtag. And here I had the three men in my life show up in linen suits. One was like a buttery off-white. The other one was kind of a mint green. And then my husband was in a kind of a mid-tone darker blue linen suit. But the shirts and the bow ties and the ties that they chose. And it was just so elegant and glamorous and fun and happy and Southern. It's like, okay, I think I need a little garden formal in my life.
Formal. We went to a wedding last year where the instructive was beach formal.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, okay, I have no idea what that means. My husband would not even have cared. He was always going to wear what he was going to wear. He doesn't go off on the theme thing. But I really had to put some thought to it. And also the trick to it was the ceremony was on the beach and we were going to be barefoot. So I also had to think about what's going to look good barefoot. So I didn't want to wear anything too long that was going to get caught in the dirty in the sand, right? So I had to really think about that. But I like weddings for that reason. Weddings are a real opportunity to kind of step out of your normal fashion habit and wear something completely different,
right?
Which is totally fun. So I would love to get invited to more weddings.
They are fun. Fashion in general is fun, and it is both female and male, though we think of it more female. But it depends
on the male.
It does.
Women lean into it. Men don't necessarily.
I have one clothes horse in my family.
Yeah. Yeah. I
one well, son that
actually my son is also, but his style is so different.
His style's fun. Yeah. I like watching it on Instagram and on TikTok. TikTok mainly. I mean, and sometimes he doesn't have any fashion on. Just maybe a little pair of shorts.
He does a lot of bare-chested videos. This is true.
Which I like because it shows off that handsome face and that hair. Yeah. And he has a few pecs. I mean, he's great. And his voice, right? You get to listen to his voice as well. But in midlife, my fashion has changed. And for listeners, it'd be curious to see how theirs are. I am not ever going to slide into the leggings and the cardigan look that I see a lot in midlife. And it is comfortable. And some people, they just don't have to think about it. But also, I think some people don't think a lot about it because they're in a point in their life they have to think of other things. I think of Steve Jobs, Einstein. They wore like the same thing every day. They had 7 days of the exact same thing. And it's because they didn't have to think about it. Not a lot of creativity. They left that for something else.
Right.
So
the brain was active on something else.
Yeah. It's so individual on what people want to wear and do. But I think people should choose what makes them feel best.
I think if you get there's a danger to that. Like always wearing leggings, always wearing like a sweater. Because I wear a lot of like jogger style pants. Like
me too.
Athleta and that kind of thing. And those are fine, but you need to break out of that every now and then, because otherwise, creatively, you can also get into a rut.
Right.
And, you know, I get what you're saying, at least for the men, right? They're focused elsewhere. But for me, I really get a sense of myself from what I'm wearing. And if I'm wearing the same thing every day, I feel stagnant.
Well, and also other people get a sense of you.
That's right.
And what you wear. And I think that's fun, too, because I like when I go out to the Eastern Shore, I mean, it's just so different than from D.C. You can see these people that are out in nature. They're out on the water. They're, you know, kayaking, all that kind of stuff. And you get a sense for their sense of adventure and that they're water people, that they enjoy that. I am from Texas. I'm at least part of my childhood. And I love going back to Texas and thinking about even geographical areas of style. So the cowboy boots and the jeans and the hats. I mean, you walk off an airplane and into an airport. If you've never been to Texas, it takes you back. Like, people wear cowboy hats like every single day. Mm-hmm. And boots. My husband wears cowboy boots. He goes from this preppy look to the cowboy look. But you would not go into some, like in Florida, you wouldn't see that so much. But in the South, it definitely has its style. Montana has its style. New York has its style. California, you've been spending a lot of time in California. It has a very specific style.
Absolutely.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch it, to see it. And really just a lot, watching them embrace their culture in a way and where they're from. And it reflects their style.
You know, another story. I got tripped up on that when I started college because I came from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, jeans, T-shirts. So the very first football game at UVA, I went to the University of Virginia, which was culturally so different from how I grew up. And the very first Saturday football game, everybody got in the dorm, got dressed to go to the game. And I came out in my jeans and my T-shirt. And the other girls on the hall looked at me and they were like, oh, no, you're not. Like, you cannot go to the football game dressed like that. I'm like, why? They're like, where's your sundress? Where are your espadrilles? Where's your Adabede necklace? I'm like, I don't even know what those things are.
Preppy Southern.
Preppy Southern. And they whisked me into, there was a woman named Kate Lipscomb who happened to thankfully be 5'1". They whisked me into her closet, found a dress, found shoes, found jewelry, and I went to the football game as someone I didn't know.
Oh, my gosh.
But I was really glad for that transformation because I would have felt like a fish out of water.
Right. It's that conformity piece, too.
Right.
Still at that age, that's so important. But, yeah, game day, I mean, you got bows in your hair.
It's a different culture. And knowing that if you're going to a different place, there's going to be a different culture. You can approach that one of two ways. You can say, for that period of time, I want to fit in. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to bring things that fit more with that style. Or that's great. I'm going to watch it, but I'm going to be me. I think at this age, I'm more inclined to say, that's great. I'm going to like check out the fashion, but I'm going to be me.
What would your advice be to women in midlife if their style hasn't changed or they don't think it reflects who they are now? How would you advise them to get started in reclaiming who they are, let it reflect themselves within their budget as well? Because budgets is a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm a big fan of TJ Maxx, by the way, because that's very budget comfortable.
Right.
I think start in a small way. Find one thing in your wardrobe that you can spice up. So, for example, go out and buy two or three different blouses or tops that you can wear maybe with existing bottoms that you have to kind of spice up the look, a different color, a pattern, a different cut than you're used to. So that's a good place to start. Accessories are another good place to start.
True.
Find what you have, but like spice
a scarf.
A scarf, right. Or a cool looking necklace, something that's more of a statement necklace. Mm-hmm. And then gradually move on from there and try different parts. But don't try too hard. You know, like, don't go too far outside of the norm right away because you're just going to feel uncomfortable. The goal is to feel comfortable in what you're wearing, but confident.
So purchasing things that speaks to them,
mm-hmm.
maybe not to conform, but still speaks to them, but is more contemporary or modern or.
Yeah. I mean, step out of your comfort zone.
Right.
Don't just necessarily always wear what you're comfortable in. Expand what you're comfortable
right.
in.
Right.
In some small, meaningful way.
Yeah. I'm adding a little bit of vintage to my wardrobe.
Vintage is great. I love vintage. Vintage actually is a cool way of changing your style without feeling like, oh, I'm trying to kind of match the style of today and I think I'm falling short.
There's a hipness to it.
There is a definite hipness to it. It's very mitster. I want to ask our wonderful producer, Elizabeth, if she has any questions about clothes, confidence, fashion, fun.
So if confidence were a texture or a fabric, what would it feel like?
Oh, cottony soft, and it would accent your body the right way, like not be oversized and camouflaging, but conforming and complementary, and it would be a beautiful color.
You know, I would probably choose, and most listeners probably would not choose this, would be silk. I love the way it feels. I feel my feminine power in it. I feel confident in it, and I do wear silk. So different.
I know.
Like, I love silk blouses. Crazy about them.
Silk is lovely, but I feel uncomfortable in silk. It makes me sweat, but I love silk.
What's one piece of clothing or style you secretly wish you could wear but don't because it feels too bold, dated, or inappropriate?
You know, I actually love the look of jumpsuits. I just think they look so cool, and you could do a lot with them to accessorize them and take that basic piece of clothing and completely change the look. But I feel very uncomfortable in them because I, you know, it goes to my size. I'm a short torso, large-chested woman, and that look just doesn't look right on me. Now, that's how I see it. Maybe if I actually wore it, somebody else would say that looks great. But when I put something like that on, I'm just, it makes me much more aware of the contours of my body in a way that's not comfortable to me. So I don't wear them, but I love them, and I love the way they look on other people.
The piece of clothing that I wish I could wear or would choose to wear, but I would not feel comfortable in it, are the real low-waisted 70s jeans with the big bell bottoms. But it's the ones that are so low that if you even have the slightest muffin top, or not even a muffin top, just a little something, it doesn't work. So as much as I love it, and I love it on other people, loved wearing them at a certain time in my life, I would not feel comfortable in those today. I love watching people wear those, though, with the big, thick belt, the real 70s.
It's a cool look.
It's cool. Such a cool look. Not there anymore.
It's also a look that never worked for me.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
I can't wear belt short waist because I'm too short.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.